All right, Ryan, can you hear me okay?
Gotcha.
Awesome. All right, well, we are now joined by Ryan Sieg, our third place finisher and the driver of the number 39 RSS Racing Chevrolet. Ryan, two really great runs back to back. How do you feel heading into the Roval next week?
It's good to have our family run team to finish in the top five 2 weeks in a row. I'm very fortunate to get to do what I do, and can't thank my mom and dad and CMR enough. But you always wanted to get that win. That way we don't have to worry about the Roval, but I feel like we can at least get a top 10 out of the Roval and have a pretty good day and hopefully find ourselves going to the next round.
Awesome. Well, we're going to open up the floor for questions for Ryan. As a reminder, if you have one, please click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can send me a chat. We're going to kick things off with Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Ryan, good first two stages of this round, or two races of this round, but you have an average finish of 33rd at the Roval. So how do you plan to attack that?
Just be aggressive and do all we can do, get stage points, and finish hopefully inside the top 10 at the Roval and have no mistakes. You know what I mean? We've had some mechanical failures of our own, and then we wrecked at the year before. So hopefully we turn that around and have a good day.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, we'll take our next one from Marty Sakala. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you, Marissa. Ryan, great day today. And Dustin kind of brought up those two stages were very important for you. How important is it to have those stage points coming in, especially with the unofficial buffer zone you have above?
Very important, because we are points racing, right? You know what I mean? To get it to the next round, because this is our kind of, you know what I mean? We had two shots here to kind of hopefully get a win, but we got top fives out of them. So we'll try to get as many stage points as we can next week. And have a great day.
And the 23 points above the cutoff unofficially, do you think that is a comfortable buffer zone you have coming in, or do you think got to be a little bit more higher up there, like a top 10 performance?
I mean, it's always more comfortable and be on the positive side, but you can't really get comfortable ever trying to, you know what I mean? It's so tight, you never know what can happen. You find yourself in a wreck right away. So you never comfortable if you'd be with a win. So we'll just execute all day and get all we can get at the Roval.
Thanks for your time, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right, take our next one from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ryan, did you think you had a shot at the win if it goes green the whole way to the finish?
Oh yeah, always. I was trying to, you know, think of ways what I could do to just try to move around, but you know what I mean, we were kind of just stuck right there, and then the outside line was just jockeying around, so he's kind of get stuck there, and you know, well, then they fell back, so you can't really do much. And then we just kind of just along for the ride at the end and follow the two Chevrolets in front of us and finish P3.
Thank you.
All right, and our next one will come from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Ryan, there was a lot of single file racing today, even all the way at the end. You were one of the few guys to actually try the inside line and make it work. Were you surprised that more drivers didn't join you guys on the inside, or was there more of an implicit understanding that guys were going to try and survive Talladega, given that it wasn't originally on the schedule as a playoff race?
Yeah, they you know what I mean? We got stuck in the back, and once everybody goes up there and you can't really do much. So I just kept trying to find my way to the bottom as much as I could and get as many spots as I could. But it was definitely an odd day for Talladega, but it is playoff time, and you know what I mean, everybody's a little bit more cautious than we were in the spring race, but I just kept at it, and Michael and I kept ourselves on the bottom most of the day just trying to move forward and get the best finish possible.
Thank you.
All right, Ryan, well, that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations, and see you at the
Thank you.